Governors Steve Beshear and John Kasich have signed an agreement to work together on the project. Beshear says a key part of the deal is the formation of a bi-state management team, which will decide who will build the bridge and how the project will be funded.
The team will be responsible for evaluating the look and setup of the bridge, preparing a preliminary financing plan that is required by the Federal Highway Administration, procuring professional services when needed, maintaining a project website, and managing the public relations. Kentucky and Ohio will be jointly responsible for cost associated with the study of the project procurement options.
Beshear emphasizes that tolls will be an unavoidable part of the financing package. Ohio Governor Kasich agrees.
There were some people around here who thought, well, the federal government should come in and build this bridge. That's not going to happen. They can help us. They can help us with grants. They can help us with loans. And they're going to do it. But I also want to tell you, we're going to have to toll. I mean, that's something maybe people don't want to hear, but, you know, I think it's best to tell people the way things are. We're tolling for the purposes of just building the bridge. That's what we want to do. We want to build it. It is an essential part, we believe, of being able to get this done.
But the Northern Kentucky Tea Party says it's against tolls to help pay for the bridge project. Larry Robinson is a member who attended yesterday's agreement signing by Governors Kasich and Beshear.
First of all, a toll is a tax. We're already paying taxes on all of our gasoline fuel that we purchase. We've paid taxes to pay for this bridge many times over. It's the United States government's responsibility to take care of this bridge. It is a main thoroughfare for the country, connects two major expressways going north-south, east-west, and to put that burden on the local people, which will be the bulk of the people that pay the tax, is wrong.
Robinson says if enough taxpayers let it be known they won't tolerate paying tolls to cross the Ohio River, the governors would have to listen. But Federal Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who attended yesterday's agreement signing event, says no project of this scope is being built anywhere in the country without tolls in the funding package. The Ohio Department of Transportation says if all goes as quickly as possible, groundbreaking could take place by 2014, and the estimated $2.5 billion bridge project could be completed about 2.5 years later. I'm Steve Hirschberg.